Track 62. I agreed to go with Jessica and Angela to Port Angeles to help them choose dresses for the upcoming dance. After buying them, we still had some time before dinner, so Angela and Jessica walked down to the bay, and I looked for a bookstore. Somehow, I got lost. I didn't know where I was, and the place didn't look safe and quiet at all. Suddenly, I realized that two men were following me, and they were stepping closer and closer. I was about to panic. Then a car came screeching around the corner. "Come here, Bella, quick!" It was Edward's voice. He was furious. He explained that he had a problem with his temper, and he was trying to restrain himself from hunting down the men who wanted to hurt me. "How did you know where I was?" I asked. "I followed your scent." "And what about those ugly men? How did you know their intentions towards me?" "I heard what they were thinking. I have this power, you know, and it was very hard for me to let them stay alive. I really need to calm down." I kept silent for a moment, and then I went on. "How does it work, this mind reading? Can the rest of your family do it?"
"No, it's just me."
"What about you? How's it going with your theory about what I am?"
"Well, I met an old family friend, Jacob Black, and he told me some old native legends about vampires."
"He mentioned your family," I confessed.
He was silent, staring at the road.
"And did that convince you?"
"No, but to tell you the truth, it doesn't matter to me what you really are."
He smiled. "Okay, but I want to satisfy your curiosity. Go ahead with your speculations.
If you're really a vampire, how can you come out during daytime?" I asked timidly.
He laughed. "Just a myth."
"You get burned by the sun?"
"Myth."
"You sleep in coffins?"
"Myth. I can't sleep at all. Never." "But you haven't asked the most important question yet."
"Which one?" I blinked.
"My diet. Are you not worried about what I eat?"
"I know you feed on animals and not on humans. Is that right?"
"We try, and we're usually good at that. But we sometimes make mistakes."
"How? Animals aren't enough?" I paused.
"We can't be sure. It's like you live on tofu and soy milk only. It doesn't completely satiate our hunger, but it keeps us strong enough to resist. So we often go hunting to resist."
"Were you hunting this weekend with Emmett while I was on the beach?" I asked.
"Yes, I had to go, so I could stay with you and keep you safe." "I'm dangerous, Bella. I told you, you should stay away from me."
"It's too late, Edward." My eyes went wet.
We got home at last. The light was on. Dad was watching TV. I said a few words to him and said I was too tired after the afternoon out in Port Angeles. I went to bed, but my mind still swirled dizzily. About three things, I was sure. First, Edward was a vampire. Second, a part of him thirsted for my blood. Third, I was unconditionally and irrevocably in love with him.